This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. Each week, we take time out to focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and on our community. My content partner is Deb Pollock. Of course, she is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and welcome back to the friendly confines of WEMU.
Always a pleasure to be here, David. You know, one of the things I like about our Creative Impact show is that we bounce between the grassroots and the world-class programs and the emerging and the creative experts who make our community truly rich with everything that we have here. And one of the most outstanding programs we have access to that rivals, frankly, anything offered anywhere in the world, brings people like and has brought people like Peter Sellers and Carrie Mae Weems, John Lewis, Kiki Smith, Pussy Riot, Christo, Elizabeth Streb, Ken Burns, and Linda Berry to our community.
Eclectic and impressive.
Very impressive. And the program was the vision of Penny Stamps. And our guest is Christina Hamilton, who has brought the Penny Stamps vision to life.
So, Christina, thank you for stepping up and agreeing to participate in Creative Impact. We are most grateful.
Oh, I'm absolutely honored.
I think you may just have the world's longest title. It is Director of the Penny Stamps Distinguished Speaker Series and the Roman Witt Artist Residency Program. Now, that may be because yours is a pretty big task. You program this lecture series and residency program as envisioned by the late Penny Stamps. You've worked closely with her over the years. Tell us about her vision and why she wanted this series at the University of Michigan and in Ann Arbor.
Penny is an alum of the U of M. She came here as an undergraduate student from the city of Chicago. She studied design. She graduated with a degree in design and left for a great future doing first design interiors for hotels. Fast forward her life quite a bit and, you know, finding herself in a position where she could give back. She really wanted to be able to help art and design students here at U of M create a network with real practitioners in the field. So she started giving funds to have visitors come to the school. And then really the program began to sort of evolve and deepen into what we see today, which has really become much more about the broader, you know, U of M community as a whole, and even our sort of like regional local community, and really connecting people through creative ideas and, you know, how we can all sort of be inspired by each other and for a progressive future.
You know, one of the things I'd like to really remark upon is that legacy of Penny Stamps. And we've talked often here on Creative Impact about fundraising and philanthropy. And the fact that there's an endowment that she left to help support such a program as this lecture series and the Witt Endowment really will enrich this university and our community in perpetuity. So I know it doesn't cover everything, but what does having that endowment help you as a programmer, as the director of this Penny Stamp series, what does it mean to you?
It's everything, because it allows us to, it's really the seed money that keeps us going. You know, it certainly doesn't cover all of our expenses, and we try to partner with people as we seek funding on pretty much every single program we do. But, you know, when you come to the table already knowing that you have a certain amount of funding, then you know that you can go forward. And you're bringing something to the table when you go to, you know, ask a partner to join you in the pursuit.
Then they really feel like a partner.
Exactly, because you're not coming empty-handed. You're coming with a bottle that's half full or maybe more than half full, where you just need someone to help you top it off.
So let's move on to what you do in your job, Christina, and that is of programming each season. You book speakers for the public lectures at the Michigan Theater for every fall and winter semester. You add a number of additional events, and you organize the Witt Residency Program. So give us an idea of how you go about identifying, finding, inviting, and then ultimately booking these artists and innovators.
Well, it's quite a process.
I would imagine.
Really.
To give you some highlights, first of all, I mean, because we really want a program that is eclectic, and you know, we try to bring in a real variety of people
and people
that are, you know, looking at, you know, different issues that are we face as a society. You know, really, the number one thing I would say I have to do is I read a lot of different periodicals. I try to stay abreast of, you know, all kinds of things. I think I am a student constantly of the world because there's many things, you know, that I don't know about and issues that come up where I'm all of a sudden having to do research and get to know more about, and then trying to find out who are the people that really have something to say about it. I talk to people, you know, across campus all the time and further afield to try to find out where their interests lie, where their focus lies, and then really listening to people, students in the school, faculty, community members, seeing, you know, what are people looking for? We take suggestions, we take nominations from the public, which I research as well, and I travel a lot to go find people and see them speak and see them, you know, what they're delivering. I have a lot of relationships, you know, across the world.
And that's the center of everything, isn't it? Relationships.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that I tell students all the time, and it's one of the reasons that Penny created the series, was to really create these opportunities for connection and building relationships, not just with the speakers that come in, but really with the community, with all of us that are sitting together in the theater there experiencing this and then having conversations afterwards and, you know, meeting people there. You know, it's something that happens in real time and space where people are together. And that's just not so common these days.
No, we're really, really fortunate.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guest is Christina Hamilton. She's director of the Penny Stamps Distinguished Speaker Series and the Roman Witt Artist Residency Program. It is a free-to-the-public series, and it provides an education to anybody who attends. But there are also students in certain courses at the Penny Stamps School of Art and Design who are required to attend for credit. So what have you heard over the years? How does the series shape the educational experience and maybe view of the arts and the world?
I typically hear from either students that love, love, love the series or students that don't.
Right.
So I don't know the general middle of the road.
What is the complaint when they don't love it?
I don't know, actually I can't. You know, it's usually in that case, it's a certain event where, you know, someone just really, you know, the work or something they said really bothered them. And, you know, I usually tell them we always learn a lot from that when we find out what we don't like. Sometimes we learn more about the thing about ourselves when we know what we don't like. I think it's all worthwhile. And I can tell you that I've actually, some of the conversations that have started, and not just with students, I mean, there are people that, you know, get upset about things
across
the board. So I can tell you, though, that it's really interesting because I find some of my most interesting conversations happen when people do approach me when they're upset about an event. And some of my most lasting relationships have happened through that as well. I know one instance, there was a mother that was very upset about an event that we had, who she'd come to visit her son. And then I invited her to come the next week, and she kept coming, and she actually ultimately ended up sponsoring an event that we had.
Turning adversity into something that's really terrific.
And don't make a decision on one
right,
experience.
Right.
Yes, I always say each one, there's not, you know, everyone is not for all people, but there should be one in every season that hopefully really, you know, trips the switch for each of us.
Well, absolutely. Along those same lines, what have you learned about yourself in both putting together and then attending these ongoing series?
Oh, my goodness. What a question, David. I've learned a lot over the years. Some things I like and maybe some I don't. It's really being under a lot of pressure a lot of the time. I love it so much. I love it the most when I can see where people really, all of a sudden, something happens and a light bulb turns on for them. Sort of making those connections and seeing that happen really brings me so much joy. And so that's, you know, what really keeps me going and doing it in those moments. All of the toughness of it washes away, and it's so worthwhile.
What can we look forward to the end of the season? What's coming up? Give us one or two things that are not to be missed.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, we've got a slew of great things coming up each week. I am super excited about Joe Caslin, street artist coming from Dublin, Ireland. He's really remarkable, you know, working with the government in Ireland on all kinds of different issues that are going on and working with young people and creating these incredible, incredible murals. John Cameron Mitchell event is going to be great. Marilyn Minter, Marina Wyler, we're also showing her film.
You can't do
afterwards.
It. You can't just do two,
no,
can you?
No, I can't.
And you're getting more excited as you go on.
Yeah, and Lauren Bond is Thursday, and she's an environmental artist, and this is also part of a sustainable food symposium that's going on campus.
Okay, David.
They're all good.
We just have to block Thursday's afternoons off on our calendar. Thank you, Christina, for being on the show with us. We'll have to have you back sometime to talk about the
Absolutely.
Residency.
So much more to discuss.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much. Really appreciate it.
That is Christina Hamilton, director of the Penny Stamps Distinguished Speaker Series and the Roman Witt Artist Residency Program. And Deb Pollack, I thank you for your time, and I'll see you again next week. You are listening to Creative Impact on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. Deb Pollack, of course, is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. Me, I'm David Fair.